KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
I did not want to wrap up the program this week without addressing a very serious concern out there, and that is the avalanche danger. With all of the snow that we've been blessed with, and we've talked about it in a couple of segments on the show already this morning, how we have really turned the corner from 69% to 99% of our average snowpack or water content in our snowpack in just a matter of weeks. Now, that's great news for all of us in the state, but is a real concern if you're going to go play in the backcountry. And I, as always, wanted to check in with our buddy, the avalanche forecaster, Craig Gordon from the Utah Avalanche Center. Craig, I've been watching your social media, and some of your on-camera comments have had me a little nervous, actually, because you've been saying, look, we don't consider any of you our clients or our customers at the Utah Avalanche Center. We consider you our family. And if you happen to do something wrong in the backcountry and lose your life, it affects more than just you. It affects all your family and friends, too. It's not a time to be testing nature, is it?
No, absolutely, Tim. Yeah, thanks for that. I'm so glad that that resonated with you as well, because, yeah, our backcountry crew is indeed our family, and our personal decisions or individual decisions can affect an entire community. So, I mean, an avalanche accident to me isn't an inconvenience, man. It breaks my heart because I want everybody to get out there, get after it, have a blast, enjoy the greatest snow on earth. But more importantly, come home at the end of the day to their family. And, you know, we saw our snowpack. It went from zero to hero. It is unremarkable what went down. You know, as I start looking at snow totals, mountains in northern Utah, Manti skyline northward, anywhere from 40 to 80 inches of snow. It's remarkable, but you nailed it with the water equivalent, you know, so that snow water equivalent, what we call SWE, and that's really what puts the big stress on a weak layer that was developed during the mid-December dry spell. And that water weight is just Herculean, anywhere from 4.5 to almost 7 inches of water. So yeah, that's equating to almost 80 inches of snow. So a lot of stress in a small time frame. And Tim, you addressed it, is that this is not the time to be messing around with this, pulling on the dog's tail and seeing if its bite is worse than its bark, because it will be. And moving into the weekend, we're still kind of on the edge. The snowpack is still getting used to this additional weight and this additional stress. So you probably saw last weekend, I mean, that the wheels started wobbling and then they totally came off. We went from a high avalanche hazard to an extreme avalanche hazard. And that's really rare. What's more rare is to see it from the mountains of the Manti skyline through the central Wasatch and the Ogden area mountains, Uintas up to Logan. So that unto itself was really unprecedented.
Yeah, and I'm sure the winds didn't help much either. I saw videos posted from Brighton that were just crazy at the top of the mountain. And then the worker up at Snowbird that's in charge of the mountain was saying they had gusts up there at Hidden Peak, 95 miles an hour. That also moves things around.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was really the game changer, you know. So what that did is that formed a very dense, cohesive, wind-drifted slab. You know, that's that strong piece of snow that's on the weaker piece of snow or the weaker layer of snow. And really, Tim, all we need to do is find one little weakness in that snowpack, collapse the snowpack. You'll hear that resounding whoomph sound. And then, man, we are staring down the barrel of a very dangerous avalanche. So, again, things are starting to become a little more comfortable in their own skin, and that's just how snow works. But we can't take our eyes off the prize. So if we're skiing, we're snowboarding, we're taking the snowmobile out for a rip, we're even extreme snow angeling, we just got to be cognizant of the kinds of terrain we're getting into, and we still want to stay off of and out from underneath those steep wind-drifted slopes.
Yeah. Any concern with the temperatures going to be in the 40s for it looks like the next week or so down here in the valley anyway?
Yeah, you know, it's really curious. Snow actually likes warm temperatures, and it helps to add some insulation to the snowpack. What snow doesn't like is a rapid change. So if we rapidly overload a week later, a layer, it comes to life. And if we warm things up very quickly, that weak layer will also come to life. Right now, Tim, it looks like we do sort of a slow burn. Things warm up, kind of slowly. And I suspect that the snow will start to adjust, will start to eventually turn the corner. Right now, what we've got to realize is that we've got a long winter ahead of us, and we're just, starting to kick the winter into gear right now. So let's just pump the brakes. Let's practice a little patience and kind of looking statewide. Mountains in northern Utah still are offering considerable avalanche danger on steep wind-drifted slopes, and those are going to be the slopes that were heavily wind-loaded last weekend, most of the slopes that are facing the north half of the compass. And what a considerable danger means, Tim, is that on a scale of 1 to 3, it's a level 3. But remember, any avalanche you trigger can break deep, it can break wide, it could instantly ruin your season, it could be worse. And then kind of looking down in the LaSalle zone, they have a suspect snow structure, but haven't received the kind of storm load that we've received. So even though there's a slightly lower danger, you definitely want to check in with them as well. And as you know, Tim, the one-stop shop for all things avalanche is UtahAvalancheCenter.org.
Craig Gordon, thanks for the work you do to keep us all safe and playing out there.
You know, my friend, my absolute honor, my absolute pleasure. Look forward to talking to you next week. And please, everybody, let's just tone it down. Let's pump the brakes. Let's keep it tight. We'll talk to you in a week.
All right. Great suggestion from Craig. All right, that's going to do it for this week's show. We're going to turn it over to the Greenhouse coming up next. It's Ton and Maria. Don't forget, we've got Cougar basketball later this afternoon. Matter of fact, Cougar Sports Saturday will get you there for the pregame as the Cougs go on the road to take on 25th-ranked Texas Tech here on the home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio.